Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, it's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're looking at last days, which technically in the Bible is identifying that period of time from the ascension of Jesus to the return of Jesus. And in the last days, we are told that things are going to get worse in the world, even as we anticipate the kingdom of God growing. And that is what's going to happen. And we're to avoid identifying with this descending death spiral of a culture of depravity. He's identified it as a lifestyle of lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, lovers of money. It's really interesting how he identifies it. That's going to be the world's death spiral, even with the kingdom of God's spread through the gospel. So let's see what happens and what he says next. For among these people, there are those who creep into households and captivate weak women burdened with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres oppose Moses, so these men who oppose truth, men corrupted in mind and disqualified regarding the faith. But they will not get very far, for their folly will be plain to all, as was with those two men. So what he says is that this kingdom of darkness is not only trying to reach everyone to captivate them to do the will of Satan, but they are particularly focused upon many times women who are alone, women who do not have a helper along with them, drawing them into, quote, the seeking of knowledge and into the deeper things, and then attempting to lead them astray. Well, these are not the only vulnerable people to the message of Satan, but he does try to find people in their weakness. Interesting, though, when he illustrates it, he doesn't use just simply women. He uses Jannes and Jambres and how they were rebellious and how they got drawn away and how they became antithetical to the work of Christ and leading his people out of Egypt. So here is Jannes and Jambres being identified as an example of what Satan likes to do. And then what he loves to do is he loves to get these men who oppose the truth, men corrupted and disqualified regarding the faith. So interestingly, while he identifies a particular group he wants us to be protective of, he then identifies the fact that men are the prime examples of this as he brings forth examples and tells us of what they do. So he's warning Timothy that there are those in the ministry itself, those who have worked their way into the body of Christ. They don't know the Lord, but somehow they've worked their way not only into the body of Christ, but they've worked their way into leadership. And they have even worked their way into teaching positions. But what they really do is not teach the truth and propagate the truth. They actually oppose the truth. And when they oppose the truth, they position themselves to lead others astray. Well, we're told to not only avoid them, but realize this, God will ultimately expose them, that he will expose them at the right time, and that we need to know that God's judgment is sure and firm to all men who oppose him, even as he did to these men. So what seems to be the picture here is that Satan loves to get apostate ministers who particularly prey upon women. And we need to make sure that we protect the office of ministry. We need to remove those who are misusing it. And we need to inoculate the flock so they cannot get this disease of false teaching from false leaders and from false teachers. Be sure and be under a good, sound, expositional ministry of the word with a church that is attempting to be faithful to that word. And that is another slice of fresh bread and a call to be ready for worship this Lord's Day and hear the truth preached by those called to preach it and be ready so that you will not be led astray and that those who are teaching and preaching don't lead astray. They lead you to Jesus with his word and by his spirit. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.